Will you turn with me today, please, to Luke's Gospel, chapter 19? I trust to bring before us one of these wonderful stories in the life of our blessed Lord, which present to us very clearly the way of salvation through Him. You know, everything which Jesus did and said has a spiritual significance. Not only did the miracles show who He was, but they also contain many lessons for us to profit by, and likewise everything which He did. And this encounter here with a man named Zacchaeus is full of details concerning the clear way of salvation for sinners like you and like me. Notice, for instance, verse 10 is the key verse of this passage. It's a verse comprised of words of only one syllable. Even the youngest child can read them and understand what they mean. Together we have a presentation of God's wonderful love and purpose for which Christ Jesus came into the world. We read, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." It is our sincere and earnest prayer that today, as you listen to these moments with the book, if you have never before realized that because of sin you are lost, that you will do so, and that like this man that we're going to consider, come to Jesus. Have a desire for the salvation that you need, and you will find Him the willing Savior. For here in this passage we see the seeking Savior who is finding the seeking sinner. In verse 1, we've noticed that Jesus is in Jericho. He has entered it and passed through. He's on His way out. This is quite significant in the fact that Jericho is a picture of the world with all its glitter and pleasantries, and as created by God, how beautiful it is, the city of the palm trees. And yet we know that Jericho was something more than that. It was the city of the curse, and so is this world. Because of sin, this world is under the judgment of God. The Lord Jesus Christ has entered and passed through Jericho. Today, in regards to the world, our Lord Jesus Christ has come and made Himself known. And though He's gone into the glory now, He has sent forth His message in the gospel, and He is still available to all who will by faith receive Him as He's presented in the Word. But the time is coming when He will no longer be made known as the Savior of sinners. This may be the last opportunity that you will have to be able to turn to Jesus Christ. His coming is very imminent. For Zacchaeus, it was the last time that he would have had opportunity to turn to Christ. Now, he may not have known that, but one thing that he did know, and that was he knew he had a need, and he also had a desire. Let us notice a few things concerning this man. First of all, his name Zacchaeus is very significant. It means clean. And I have no doubt that it characterized this man morally. He was sincere and upright. Next, we notice that he was a man of position. He was chief among the publicans. And so he was trusted. He was honored, respected amongst his fellow men. Thirdly, we notice that he was a man of means. We read he was rich. And yet with all this, he had a need which he realized, one which he felt. Oh, how this shows us that no matter what we may be, naturally, what our position among men might be, or what we might possess of this world's goods, it cannot satisfy and meet the need of the soul. We read that he sought to see Jesus, who he was. He had heard of Jesus. He wanted to see him. He wanted to have contact with him. But we read that there was something against this. We notice that he could not for the press because he was little of stature. He was little of stature. He was not tall. He could not look over the head of the crowd. In this, do we not have suggested for us the condition of man, all men who have sinned and come short of the glory of God? I have no doubt, but that is what the Spirit of God intends for us to learn from this. That regardless of this man's accomplishments and his abilities and his possessions, yet as far as God is concerned, he came short. This is true of you, dear friend, and I trust that my listener today will regard this seriously, realizing that without Christ, having never been born again, not being saved, you have come short of God's glory. And in yourself, you can't measure up to it. You cannot produce anything that will elevate you to the position where God can accept you. But we have good news, and we're going to see what Zacchaeus does and what Jesus does. There's also another thing that we want to notice, that whenever there is a desire for spiritual things, you'll always find opposition. Don't forget, there is an enemy that doesn't want your salvation. And here he uses the crowd. And naturally, I suppose, he could have said, well, there are too many people. I won't bother today. Oh, but this man was urgent. He had a need that was born in his soul through a real conviction, and I trust that is so with you. And he wasn't going to allow the crowd to hinder him. What does he do? He runs before the crowd. Don't let anyone, dear friend, keep you from Christ. Don't let anyone turn your thoughts away from that which is of eternal value. You have a soul that is immortal. And you're going to either be in heaven with Christ or in hell for all eternity. Don't let the enemy of your soul, don't let even your best friend turn your thoughts away from your relationship with God through Christ. Zacchaeus didn't. He ran before. How grand it is to see here his urgency. And we read he climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him. Regardless of the obstacle, he was going to surmount it. And you know, of course, in this we do have a little indication of man's attitude. He thinks that he must climb up in order to meet God's requirements. It is not so. But we notice here particularly that Zacchaeus was urgent, and he was mounting any obstacle to accomplish his desire. But you know, many men feel that in order to meet Jesus, they have to elevate themselves. They have to turn over new leaves. They have to do better and to reach the pinnacle and thereby have the opportunity to see and be with Jesus. But we know that this is not so. We know that in order for one to be blessed as Zacchaeus wished to be blessed, when Jesus comes into the scene, he tells him that he has to come down. But more about that in a moment. Jesus passes by. He came right to the place where Zacchaeus was. This indicates something very precious, and that is the Lord Jesus knew exactly where Zacchaeus was. He knew the heart of Zacchaeus, the desire of Zacchaeus. And let me tell you this, that the Lord Jesus knows you right where you are, and he knows every desire of your soul, and he has the ability and the willingness to meet you in your need. And he comes right where you are. The word of the gospel comes right into your room, comes right into your automobile, comes right wherever you might be, and it desires to enter into your heart. And if you open the ear of faith, it will reach your heart. And this will bring you the blessing that you so desire and so need. Jesus came to the place. He looked up and saw him. It's a grand thing to know. And apply it to yourself. Jesus sees you in whatever need you have. In whatever place you are. He came to him. He looked up and he saw him. And his heart beats with compassion for you. And his eyes, though they penetrate Right to the very recesses of your heart, he knows every thought. He knows every sin. And yet he loves you. He loves you, the sinner. And though you are lost in sin, you're lost, not understanding, not even desiring, perhaps, what you really wish. He knows all of this, and yet he longs to impart to you his blessing. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost, and here we have him, the seeking Savior, seeking this man Zacchaeus, and he finds him. He came, he looked up, he saw him, and he said unto him, Zacchaeus. He calls him by name. And don't forget it. He knows you. This simple truth, beloved friend, if you will receive it in your heart, will be the means of real blessing to you. You have to do individually with him. And he wants to do individually with you. He says to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. Make haste and come down. You're up too high. You know, many of us are up too high. In order to be blessed, we have to come down. In this expression, I have no doubt that we have indicated for us the need of man of coming down to the sinner's platform. Some people think they have to fix themselves up, you know, in order to have Christ receive them. Not so. Charlotte Elliott, in the hymn that has been used of God, has presented the truth very clearly, just as I am, without one plea. O Lamb of God, I come. The Lord wants you to come just as you are. But you must come down. Take the place of a sinner such as you are. Take the place of a lost soul such as you are without Christ. And it is there on that basis that Jesus meets you. Your title to come to Jesus is your sins. And he receives sinners. And if you know yourself as lost, we assure you that there is a Savior for you. Come down, he says. Make haste. And it is very urgent. Now is the time of salvation. You know, tomorrow may be too late. How many there are who have awakened today and who will never reach the end of the day, called into eternity, and there is no hope of salvation after you leave this life? And another thing to keep in mind is that the coming of the Lord Jesus is so near. The rapture of the church, the raising of the dead in Christ, to take home to the glory all who believe on him is right at hand. That event is near at hand, I say. And you may not have another opportunity. Make haste. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. For today, he says to Zacchaeus, I must abide at thy house. How grand it is to see that the Savior wishes to come in to the abode of Zacchaeus. And he wishes to come into the abode of your heart. He wants to enlighten you. He wants to save you. He wants to bless you. And can you think of any greater blessing than to have the presence of Jesus with you for time and for eternity? Today I must abide at thy house. And notice the result of this message. We read, Zacchaeus made haste and came down and received him joyfully. How simply it stated. How beautifully it portrays the way that a sinner is saved. You're exercised about your need. You want to see Jesus. What must you do? Make haste. Come down. Receive him joyfully. We read in Scripture in John chapter 1, that as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And this is what Zacchaeus did. He received Christ. To be saved means to accept the person of the Lord Jesus Christ as your very own. It is Christ you have to do with. He is the one you have to decide for or against. On this hinges the eternal salvation or destruction of your soul. Mind you that. Think of it and decide today, like Zacchaeus, to make haste, to come down to the sinner's platform. Own that you are a sinner. God be merciful to me, a sinner. And then receive him and tell him, Lord, I believe. That's all you need say. Lord, I believe. This aroused the enmity and the anger of the enemies, and I suppose some of the would-be friends of Zacchaeus, when they said, this man, why, he's gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. Just what they thought they were, we are not told. But you know, there are many men who will not take the platform of being sinners. They are self-righteous. Jesus did not come to save these. He says, I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And the self-righteous are those who will perish in their sins. Those that have no Savior will be lost forever. But Jesus seeks the sinner. He saves the Zacchaeuses. And then you notice, Jesus said to him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. That term, a son of Abraham, is very precious. Abraham is known as the father of the faithful, one who believed the testimony of God and acted in faith, and he has set forth the example, the standard of those who are blessed of God, so that those who are the sons of Abraham are those who have trusted Christ, who have believed on him and put faith in him, and thus are in the family of the faithful. It's a term that signifies the spiritual condition of the believer and the blessing that he's associated with the father of the faithful. Whether you're Jew or Gentile, beloved listener, you turn to the Lord Jesus Christ today, and you will be blessed. You will be found. You will be saved. Will you not do so? Why will you not do so? The Savior is urgently, lovingly, and pleadingly saying, make haste, come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Well, may the Lord turn you to this one. May this word that we have, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost, be received by you and believed for eternal blessing.